Welcome back to the You Are Immeasurable podcast, season 3. This season is going to be dedicated to those of us that are on our journey of healing and transformation. The focus of this season is going to be to identify and recognize healthy and unhealthy relationship dynamics. We're going to talk a lot about the spiritual tools that we'll need to become acquainted with to help us to stand, to operate in, and to flourish as our authentic self. Things like shadow work, energy healing, which will help us to shed the guilt, the shame that we've been carrying, and also to do some much needed subconscious reprogramming. Now, as always, the episodes are going to air weekly, and the purpose of them is to support you as you embrace and become acquainted with your enlightened and untethered higher self. So I want you to grab your water, your juice, your wine, or your tea or your coffee, and let's toast to each other and our growth, our elevation, and abundance. Today, I want to talk about vulnerability in business. And it's probably going to really seem funny as to why I'm talking about this. But I wanted to bring it up because it's something that, being a coach, I constantly run into it. And yeah, we've talked about this. We've talked about it before. We have so many coaches all over the place that present themselves or show up in a way that is just, in my opinion, far, far away from authentic. Everything is polished. Everything is perfect. Everything is almost like a damn picture. And maybe it's because I know and I accept that I don't have all my shit together in lots of different areas. So I think it's okay when you don't. And it's difficult for me to really fully listen to or connect with somebody that seems to never fuck up, because that doesn't make sense to me. It's not realistic to me. Or if you're telling me that I have to do all of these things in order to be successful, in order to make it to the point that it's making me insane trying to keep up with this foolishness. And then I realize that you might not be doing all of these things, or maybe at one time you did, but now you're not. And so you're struggling because you're not doing what you tell me to do. Got a little bit of a problem with that. No, I'm lying. I got a big problem with that. It's a big problem. And so that's what brought me to understanding and embracing and looking for people that are in business, but also have that vulnerability as far as they can let you know what? I've been on some bullshit lately. I ain't been posting like I'm supposed to. I haven't been doing lives like I'm supposed to. I haven't been having sales conversations or putting myself out there and promoting like I should, because, you know, either I was on some bullshit or I got caught up in imposter syndrome because I found myself trying to follow a trend or trying to follow something that somebody else told me I needed to do. And so I wasn't being myself, and it was making me sad, or it was making me feel like I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I can respect that, because that right there gonna make me like, look, let me listen to him or her and see what else they got to say. Because if they can tell me the truth, if they can tell on themselves, then okay, you might be able to help me. You might be able to help me when I'm on my bullshit. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I want to really encourage you that if you're a business owner or if you're thinking about starting a business, becoming an entrepreneur, really, really being solid on the reason that you want to do it, your why, which is the first thing that anybody that knows anything about marketing is going to tell you. What is your why? Why do you want to do this? Why do you want to be an entrepreneur? Why are these the people that you want to work with? There has to be a why because that's your foundation, right? And that's what you're going to build upon as you go throughout this entrepreneurial journey. Yes, it may change. It absolutely might. Because in the beginning, you may not be 100% sure, you know? And so as you learn and as you grow, you may tinker with it. You may make some adjustments and things like that. When telling that story, that's being vulnerable. Especially if as you learn things, you're somebody that's like, okay, you know, hey, we reach back and grab the next one as we go further or as we go higher. So we're going to be vulnerable in that and telling them and sharing our story, the true story, not the fake glossed over shit, the real shit. Because especially with my work as a relationship transformation agitator, a lot of what I do is explaining to people, you know, hey, I understand. I've been there. And this is how you can know that I've been there. And that's where I share the pieces of my life, the pieces of my story, because I know where you're at because I've been there. I can tell you how you feel because I've been there. And I can explain it in a way that only someone that has experienced it can. But see, if I don't do that, if I tell you that, yeah, I've been married for 30 years and it's been roses and sunshine and we just love each other all the time and all we do is, you know, rub and kiss and hug on each other because everything is fantastic. You're gonna think it ain't shit she can do to help me to transform my relationship because she don't know. She ain't been where I've been. She hasn't experienced what I'm experiencing. Does that make sense? So that's why being vulnerable in business is very important because how are you going to connect with somebody when you don't let them know the connection, right? I can talk to you about bad relationships because I've been in them. I can talk to you about being completely lost as to what a father, a husband, a leader in the home, and all of that. I can tell you I was clueless as to what that was because I had never seen it. But if I don't share that story with you, you don't know that. You could be what your target audience or your target demographic or your ideal client, however you categorize it. You could be everything that they need. But if you're pretending to be something or someone that you're not, it's never going to connect because you're not able to connect with them on the level that they need you to in order for them to trust you and to open up to you and allow you to help them. And that's not only something, you know, when it comes to entrepreneurs, even in the corporate world, depending on your role, of course, it can be very effective if you allow yourself to be vulnerable when you need to be. And for myself, that was one of the ways that I was able a lot of times to connect with my team members and my direct reports in corporate as, you know, as a call center manager, because being an intuitive, I could see that something was going on or I could feel that something wasn't quite right. And so when I got those moments of knowing, those moments of, you know, receiving information that no living person told me, I could have a one-on-one meeting with them over, in a conference room or over to the side, whatever, and I would be able to connect with them on a different level and let them know I understand that it's rough. I know you got things going on and I've been there, but you can overcome this. And if you need somebody to talk to, somebody that understands, somebody that you can trust and is not going to tell everybody else your business, I'm here. To the point that I would have my team members call me on the weekends, all times of, the day and night and things like that when there was an issue or when there was something going on that they didn't quite understand. Because put myself in a position of sharing with them that they weren't alone, that I had legit experienced what they were going through. To the point that a lot of times became like, almost like a mother figure, even to those that were older than me. So being vulnerable is very, very important in the right context, in the right situation, and with the right people. Don't have your walls and your suspicions and things up so high and so far that it stops you from being the greatest version of you and from living your purpose and being able to help those that you were sent here to help. So I want you to think about it. And I may have gone off the rails a little bit there because, hey, that's what I do. I'm squirrely. But think about it. I want you to think about it. And if you realize that, yeah, you might need to infuse a little bit of that or sprinkle a little bit of that here and there when I can or when I know that it's okay to do that, then I want you to do that. Because it'll not only help others, but it'll help you grow as well. So just think about it. Until next time, cheers to your transformation. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the You Are Immeasurable podcast. Please remember to subscribe so that you can be notified whenever new episodes are dropped. Also, I'd love to have your feedback and your comments, as well as your 5-star rating. Additionally, if you'd like to connect with me, the show notes list all of my social media handles so that you can do so. So until next time, thank you so much and cheers to your transformation.